Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Marcello Martinessi, director of Las Herederas, screening here in competition. So why did you decide to tell this story and to tell it from this point of view?
Well, I grew up in a world of women, you know, mother, auntie, sisters, the nanny that took care of me as a child. So I've been hearing voices of women all my life. And I, of course, this gossip and all this thing that is in the film has to do with echoes from my childhood. But it's still like that. I mean, it didn't change much. But I'm just remember it from the time. And I also think that to tell the story of Paraguay, or any society, maybe, history is very important. So I wanted women with history. You know, I said, all these sounds have history. They are women that went through things, probably once they were rich, probably once they love each other, and now everything is gone. So I said the furniture, the wallpaper, their faces, everything. We use very little makeup. So we needed to show time in every single way we could in the film, to show the passage of time, even in the relationship of Chela and Chiquita, to show that it could have been at some point a relationship, but now it was faded. It was there like almost a consequence of inertia.
Well, because sometimes we feel comfortable with the situation.
You stay there.
The film is about so many things besides Paraguay. Did you feel that were only a few stories about Paraguay, that there was the need to represent it in a more accurate way, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, Paraguay is a country that had decades of darkness. I mean, we didn't have cinema for decades. I mean, while there was a cinema novo in Brazil, and there was political cinema of the 60s and the 70s, what we call cine denuncia, denouncing things. I mean, Paraguay had only the official news of the Bavarian president we had at the time, Stroessner, from 1954 to 1989. So this is very strong for a society. We had like only a medium-length film in 1969 that was called El Pueblo, but besides that, most of it was just the official image. So you have to think that for a society that has so many years of darkness, it's almost an invisible country. It's a country that we, not only nobody knows us because they just don't know us, it's because we don't know us. You know, we didn't produce cinema, and that's very strong. So I feel that the film also needed to be a dialogue with this darkness. So it begins with just looking, you know, through a door, and trying to see what is the world like outside there, and this woman that slowly comes out of the dark and becomes a bit more of a protagonist of her own life.
Do you think is there an age limit when you can still change, like, your life completely?
Yeah, we say when we were in a project, when we were developing the project, many times I talk about it as a coming of the age story of a 60-year-old woman, because in many ways she is going through sensations that she wouldn't go unless she was losing her class, you know. But that's a lovely thing, you know, losing your bubble and being forced to come out of that bubble. I knew that the first sentence that she would say in the film was, "I don't want to go out." You know, because I grew up myself in a house of high walls. Always everything outside that was dangerous. You know, don't go there, don't go out. At night is dangerous, in the street is dangerous, in another country is dangerous, everything is danger. So I think when you grow up in that bubble, all of a sudden you discover, or in the case of the protagonist, you have a chance to work, to try to kind of earn a living, interact with other people, you, of course, boom, something happens inside of this woman in particular, the protagonist, and also people start touching her. You know, the maid touch her face, the guards touch her, the interns in prison are all very expressive with hands. So I thought all that will give her body, not only her mind, but also her body, will awaken new possibilities of change. And I really like that of the film, that to give the opportunity of people that is not usually portrayed in cinema to understand how strong desire can be at any age.
I'm curious because normally first-time directors tend to choose a coming-of-age story, and you chose totally the opposite, to portray a 60-year-old lady.
I don't know. I think it has to do with the fact that it is still, like I was saying, a coming-of-age story of a 60-year-old woman. But it's also because I think when you are in a world where so much film is produced and you have to choose what you're going to do, you look for safety in a way. And I feel very safe with this world of women. You know, I felt very safe because I knew them. I knew how they behave, how they move, what is the distance. Because in relationship, there is something lovely that cinema allows us, is to play with distance, how close or how far we get from people in order to who we are, you know, in society. And the fact that these women, who were always very elitist, all of a sudden start being touched and having people closer, and the maid and the inmates and everybody, is like, is something that strongly would affect them. And I felt that a lot safer, I think, in this environment, because it's an environment I grew up with and I knew very well. Even all this gossip that is always blah, 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 everybody talking about other people, that is in many ways in cinema sometimes a caricature, I wanted to do it with affection, because I love my characters. My problem is I don't understand them.
Thank you, Marcello Martinesi, director of Alas Herederas, for being with us at the 68th Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.